Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Katz with the Dish. I'm John Katzalamidis. I write the Katz Report in the Las Vegas Sun and Las Vegas Weekly, LasVegasSun.com, LasVegasWeekly.com, all the titles in Greenspun Media Group. Sitting with me, as always, is the beautiful Trish McCrone.
Hello!
How's it going, Dish?
Hey, holla! the way I said that was really weird. It sounded like I was like doing some sort of a... crazy.
Visually, you carried it away too.
I did, visually.
Listening audience.
Yes. Well, that's good. That's good for them to know. I did. But what I want to talk about in this very special host chat is the fact.
Is it very special all of a sudden?
Yes, it was.
I would have dressed accordingly.
It is the fact that Mama Katz.
Mama.
Was in town since our last show.
Mama Santa.
And
S-A-N-N-A.
She is the reason that you are so here. Without her, there would be no you.
What did she say? I can't believe that you're... She says, we're doing all these things. Because sometimes I can't even believe you're my son. And she said that to me over various points of her life, but not in a flattering way.
Oh, exactly. Before, it's the first time that it was meant as a compliment.
You've come a long way, right, Mom?
Wow, that's great. So
let's
talk about Mama Katz's experience here. I know that you were, when I saw her last Friday night,
you came
she
over.
Was already exhausted.
She was pretty
and
whipped.
And she had just been there two days.
Dishy came over and dropped by the Katzalano household.
Yes.
And we had a nice little visit there. Thank you for doing that. She really,
oh my gosh,
really meant a lot to her.
I wanted to see Mama Katz. I hadn't seen her in a long time.
Yeah, it has been a long time since you saw my mom. We met at the Stardust.
Mm-hmm.
Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire?
Darva Conger.
Darva Conger and Company. Wow.
Flashback.
Wow, do I remember that
name
night.
From the past.
Yeah, there were a bunch of us there. And you and Wayne and Kat invited my mother and I and her beau, James, to visit backstage. We spent a lot of time backstage playing with the dogs, talking to Wayne and Kat, and just having a really, really cool time that night. That was about 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12 years ago. So it'd been a long time between visits, but she really appreciated that. Darva Conger. How about it?
So funny. So no, she said she was exhausted keeping up with you. And I said, join the club.
Join the club.
That I...
My mom did join the club.
Yes, there you go. So now, Todd, let's talk about all the places that you took her and what her reactions
were. On Wednesday, we went to Sin City Theater's reopening, the comedy club on the mezzanine level of the Planet Hollywood. This was the at the former V Theater. John Payden's new operation there, and saw Pat Godwin and Kathleen Dunbar. And
love Kathleen Dunbar.
A trio of dancers and John himself, and we met a lot of people there. Mom was very impressed. Just everybody, you know, everyone, Steve Flynn's and his organization were there. She met Louis Prima Jr. She met Pat and Kathleen and John. She met Robin Leach,
ooh,
which was interesting. That
wow.
was fun. It was fun for her to meet Robin Leach. She never met Robin Leach.
Did he have nieces with him?
He had Hope.
He had Hope. Okay, is that a person
or
is that a state of mind?
It's both a date and a state of mind. Hope dwarfs me. Hope
I've
is like
got
six
hope,
five.
But I have a feeling it's much
That's
different
what I said.
Than Robin's
Robin,
hope.
Robin, you've got hope and I remain hopeless. We went to see Frankie Marino on Thursday. That was a big deal. Frankie and his family were very much looking forward to meeting my mother because I've been spending so much time with his family in the last few months. That was fun. That was really fun. Mom at one point during the show said something to the effect that if she was 30 years younger, she would have rushed the stage after Frankie.
Wow.
I turned to her and I words to the effect like, really, Mom? Really?
Ah!
Really? And at the end, after the show,
did you say that you had rushed the stage with me?
I did remind her of this, yeah. And then afterward, she went ahead and told Frankie this to his face.
Oh, how cute.
Which was nothing but uncomfortable for me and hilarious for both of them. Then we went to see Zarkana.
Yes,
on
big
Friday
press night.
Yeah. Big press night. Mom was completely blown away by what this city... I'll tell you about Las Vegas when it puts its best foot forward. And this is the people in Las Vegas and what we do. It is impressive to a lady from Boise.
Boise. It blew.
It's impressive
her,
to everybody.
I was definitely impressed. She met Carrot Top, Chris Angel, Siegfried and Roy, a bunch of celebrities. Chris Angel could have been nicer to her. And
with a new haircut, I saw.
Yeah, he has a new haircut.
I saw that on TMZ. Yeah. And then Saturday, they said he had Kardashian hair. Yeah, Chris Kardashian hair.
Kind of different. Yeah, it's a very different vibe.
He borrowed Chris Kardashian.
Chris, I will tell you, was very, very nice. We had a 10-minute conversation. Siegfried and Roy couldn't have been nicer either. And then Saturday night, the coup de grace. The cherry on the Sunday, we met Lewis Black, which is the reason she came down here.
Yes, she loves him.
She's an enormous Lewis Black fan, and we surprised her with a visit with Lewis Black afterwards, and they talked about Boise. He's been to Boise. He loves Boise. They had a long conversation about that. So Mom, on Sunday, was thrilled by the whole thing, and she had a great time, and I hope she's going to listen to this episode. Love you, Mom.
Can't wait
to see you again. She's going to come back
and
see
you. I'm exhausted listening to her schedule.
We put it up and down. And speaking of doing just that, our guest
what a segue
is current Peep Show and always absinthe cast member Angel Perino will be sitting with us shortly, but not before Josh Bell and Films. Stick around. I know we will.
This is Cheza, Peep Diva with the Peep Show, and you're listening to Cats with the Dish.
We'll win the war soon. It's inevitable, isn't it?
Well, it ain't won yet.
You'll begin your second term with semi-divine stature. Imagine the possibilities peace will bring. Why tarnish your invaluable luster with a battle in the house? It's a rat's nest in there.
That's Daniel Day-Lewis as Abraham Lincoln and David Strathairn as Secretary of State William Seward in Lincoln, Steven Spielberg's new biopic of the 16th President of the United States. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. Spielberg's film isn't a traditional biopic. It focuses on just a few months toward the end of the Civil War, as Abraham Lincoln was working to get the 13th Amendment, which would abolish slavery, passed through the House of Representatives. At its best, Lincoln is like a 19th century version of The West Wing, focused on the backroom deals and underhanded maneuvers required to get a divisive but significant bill passed through the House. Lincoln himself doesn't quite come off as the mesmerizing figure the movie would like him to be, but he's still an essential part of this entertaining and engrossing story. I give Lincoln 3.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week in limited release over at the Regal Village Square is Smashed, starring Mary Elizabeth Winstead as a newly sober school teacher whose husband is still a hard partying drinker.
I'm Kate. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Kate.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. Just those words are weird.
Winstead's fantastic lead performance carries this uneven drama, which co-stars Breaking Bad's Aaron Paul as her unsupportive husband. Some of the plot elements are a little contrived, and the pacing is a bit choppy, but Winstead is never less than fascinating and emotionally affecting. I give Smashed 3 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and online at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now is the current star of Peep Show, a cast member of Absinthe, and the ever adorable Angel Perino. Angel, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on time today.
Yeah, no worries.
She was very much on time. We can't say the same about us because of an
Cats
incident
and
with
dish.
The police. But that's all we'll say.
On cops, coming up on cops.
But, you are a busy woman.
I am. I am a very busy woman.
So now on the dark nights from Peep Show, are you going back to Absinthe? Or?
Yes, I go visit. Me and Roman go over and we hang out with everybody backstage and watch a couple of the acts. There's a couple new acts in right now, so we've watched some of the new acts, and of course when it gets vulgar we go backstage and just hang out with the cast.
It never gets vulgar. I'm glad.
Just kidding. Oh. We're so clean.
Roman is three?
He's three.
3 years old now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so is he getting an idea of content and language and things like that?
Yes. Yep, absolutely. He knows bad words and he knows what to say and what not to say. And sometimes to like, so that he can say it, like for example, shut up, like he's not allowed to say shut up. And he goes, Mommy, shut up is a bad word. And I'm like, well, that doesn't mean that you can say it to tell me it's a bad word.
He's very, very smart.
Yeah,
he gets
he's smart
to say it, but disown it at
yeah,
the same
totally
time.
sneaky.
Wonder where he got that.
Not me. Come on.
I will never forget meeting you when you were like 16 years old or 17 years old.
I know, crazy.
And now you're like the star of two shows. It's so ridiculous crazy. How you were just this little high school girl when I met you, and now you're like a big star.
Oh,
so now
I love it.
Is it hard transitioning between the two shows? I mean, because I think that you probably get so used to your routine and everything and Absinthe. And then what did it take to have to like all of a sudden switch back to a role you hadn't done in a while?
It's actually really easy. Like once I've done it, you know, several times mm-hmm. before. I've taken a week off from Absinthe to go back over to Peep Show.
Because you were Holly's
understudy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like weeks at a time I would go over there. So once it's in my mind, it's like muscle memory and it's kind of stuck forever. So I had one put in before like the first day I started back, and that was it. And it's been going great.
Do you sing in Peep?
No.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you took on that.
No too. Way. I don't sing. No way.
Not going to happen.
So now, do you do all of the things? Because I know when we saw Holly's last night, we went to the last night show, that there were a bunch of things that she no longer did due to her pregnancy. So now, is all of that back in, like your entrance and all of that? Is it all pre-pregnancy show?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's pre-pregnancy show for sure.
That's so funny.
So you're in until Coco.
Yes, I'm there till December 2nd, and then she starts December 3rd.
Now, tell me, I have talked to Holly. I interviewed her after her last show,
mm-hmm.
and I get the feeling that there's been some kind of divide in between you two guys from the first time. When I met you, we was on a house hunt with Holly.
That's right.
Yeah, Roman was just months old, a couple months, three months.
Yeah, he was only
very
a couple
tiny.
Months old.
Yeah, and then you were part of Holly's world, mm-hmm. and in that cast, and you were also and brought in to be the understudy for Holly as part of that mm-hmm. sequence. Since then, I felt like I asked her about you, and there was a distinct divide in the relationship you guys had then and now. What's going on with you two?
You know, I'm really grateful for everything she's done for me, but, you know, sometimes life just takes us in different directions, and I just think it was maybe that time for us, and I'm really happy for everything she's doing, even though I'm not really too much a part of it anymore, but I know being a mom is something she's always wanted to do, mm-hmm. so I'm really, really happy for her and her new adventures that she gets to take on. Hopefully she's really successful in all that, the way she's been, you know.
Right.
Thus far.
Do you guys talk?
No.
Was there a flashpoint in this friendship?
I honestly have no answers for you.
Okay.
I really don't.
After you get done with this particular period in Peep, you're going back to Absinthe.
Yes.
And are you going to expand your presence in that show at all and do something other than the bubble act?
I would love to do more in the show. We're talking about, you know, putting me in little parts elsewhere, but it's kind of more like just a little feature, as opposed to, like, you know, I don't want to take away from anybody else, but everyone mm-hmm. just kind of has their own thing that they do. But, you know, you'll see like one of the Atlantis boys comes and takes me off stage and takes off my shoes and stuff. So I want to do like something else little like that, like, you know, hand the high wire guys the keg, like something, mm-hmm. something little and like petty, like as long as I'm just seen again. But right now, just the balloon. It's a fun act.
Yeah, it's really very, very fun. Now, when Coco comes in, are you going to be her understudy as well?
I don't know the answer to that. They haven't really told me. I don't know if that's up to her.
That's an interesting opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would love to. Absolutely. I would say yes, but I just don't know if that's what they're thinking or if it's maybe going to be up to her or what the deal is. I'm not sure.
So now, did you have to audition to be the understudy, or did Holly just pick you?
Well, she suggested me, and then I auditioned and got the job. I had to go in and learn the finale number, and they filmed it and sent it to New York to Jerry Mitchell and Nick Kankel for, you know, to mm-hmm. see if I got
Nick,
it.
The choreographer who was working with the show at the very beginning.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
Did you work with Nick at all?
No, not really. He comes in with Jerry every once in a while and gives me notes, but other than that, I don't really work with him.
Is what's your kind of overarching goal with what you've been doing in Las Vegas? Are you thinking of, you know, being out there in some different context to have a gig of your own at some point, or is Absinthe where you want to be over the foreseeable future?
Right now, Absinthe is definitely where I love to be. It's definitely family over there. I would love to do more. Of course, it's always, you know, there's always something bigger on the horizon for everybody. But right now, I'm just kind of taking everything day by day and, you know, taking opportunities as they come.
It's a crazy cast. We know that.
Yeah, we're pretty crazy over there.
You got
there.
Any backstage anecdotes you can share with us? Anything that Gaz or Penny or Melody or the Highwire boys have pulled?
It's actually a lot more calm back there than you would think. Like, they're pretty crazy on stage, but then backstage it's kind of like, everyone just kind of does yoga in the back in the green room or like
wow.
is and everybody speaks different languages. There's maybe like five of us that are from America. Everyone's language is, you know, English is very broken. And so we're kind of learning each other's languages and everyone's having babies right now.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like one of the Atlantis boys, his wife just had a baby. So she comes around. It's like we literally are like a family. Like we're all like in this little girl's life. Like she was born while we were doing this. She's going to be here for the next. It's pretty awesome. Like, yeah,
and didn't Tony Hernandez have a baby?
The Walenda baby.
Yeah. That was a while ago, though, that Liana had him before they had moved here.
I think she was carrying him at the opening.
Yeah, the opening. Yeah. I remember a little baby, and I was like, who's little baby?
In the little blue hat. I remember, too. So cute.
They were already trying to put him on a little high wire.
Yeah.
who goes in to your role in Absinthe when you're gone?
Right now, there's a girl filling in for me. Her name's Kalani Coconuts. She's a local burlesque performer.
Oh, my gosh. She's in the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen her.
Yeah, she's
at the Burlesque Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah.
She's pretty famous in that industry.
Yeah.
In that culture.
Uh-huh. I didn't know. I had never heard of her until Absinthe, but she's doing such a good job with it. Her number is a little different than mine. She doesn't tap dance or anything, but she's still doing a balloon number and she's doing really good with it.
Kalani Coconuts.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she's
That's
killing
hilarious.
It.
Yeah, I'll bet she is.
Definitely.
Yeah, she's very distinguished.
So did you get a chance to have a say in who replaces you? Like,
no.
You know, like you said, like Holly did with you? Could you?
No,
kind of
I'm not that crazy, like controlling. Like as long as it's, I mean, I trust the people who are casting it. Like I don't think they would pick anybody that's not, you know, not fit for the role. But I went in and taught her how to get in the balloon and stuff, and we kind of bonded and had a fun little day lubing up and getting in these crazy big balloons. But she's really
a
awesome.
Lube is a great day.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, goodness. Now with when you'd fill in for Holly, you had worked with Chaza before.
Yeah.
At that time. But there's been so many peep divas. You've worked with a few peep divas, right? And so when you come in, is it kind of you have to get with the rhythm again with the peep diva because it's throughout your time filling in, it's changed.
Yeah, well, Chase has been the peep diva the whole time I was, I've been in. Like, it wasn't anybody else. I know Aubrey was there, Shoshana Bean,
yeah,
and a couple other people. But the only thing that I've had to do is, you know, when Chaza got injured not too long ago.
Yes, her shoulder.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Her understudy stepped in, which is one of the backup singers. So it was somebody that I've already worked with. So the chemistry is still there. We know we work well together. It's just a matter of, you know, feeling what she does as peep diva instead of Chaza, because Chaza is so bold and out there and very, like, she demands a stage and other people aren't quite as crazy. Like, she
yeah, she definitely goes for it.
She
holds nothing back.
It. Yeah. So it's just a matter of, you know, kind of feeling them out the first show. But then after you feel them out the first show or even the first number, you're like, okay, I got it. And, you know, if you got it, you got it. Like, you know, if it doesn't flow well, then you're just like, okay, this is going to be a weird show. And you just go on with it. But, I mean, if it's good, then it's going to be good no matter what.
Yeah.
But it's like that with anybody, any understudy. When, you know, when the Big Bad Wolf is swung out, it's different with the, you know, his understudy or anybody.
Have you talked to Coco at all? Have you met her yet?
No, I met her once when she came to Absinthe, but no, I haven't spoken
about
with her.
About the show.
Right, I haven't spoken to her about peep or anything.
Is there any advice, as you've just described, you've been around the show, you know the components and the nuances of it. Is there any advice that you would give to her about how to handle that role and the various intricacies of being on stage at the Planet Hollywood?
I guess just have fun. Like, it really is just a fun role, and you can just be yourself and be innocent. Like, it's, you know, you don't get to be really sexy it's sexy innocent at the beginning,
yeah.
But you don't get to be crazy sexy until the end when you find your true love. And I think she's gonna do a great job. She's very beautiful, and I mean, I'm ready to see that butt of hers personally.
I know. You know, I do have to say that I will go see the show. I mean, obviously I love Josh and I love Chaza and I love everybody, you know, in the show, but I do have to say I am fascinated to see that butt.
Yeah, me
most
too.
People are fascinated to see the butt.
Yes. You know, usually, like, I mean, and I always thought it was very awkward. Like, I always thought it was very, very weird. And I said this to Holly, and I've said this many, many times. I've said it to Josh. I've said it to Chase. I've said it to everybody, that it really always kind of bothered me a little bit in the show that there's so many talented, talented people that are up there singing and they're dancing and they're just pouring their heart out. And that the biggest applause of the entire show was the moment Holly took her bra off.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe I'm like, you know, we've all got them, you know, it's yeah. like, and so I'm like, I
half
guess,
of you have them.
So I'm half true, exactly.
The other half all of us trying yeah, to yeah. get all to us, them.
No, I mean, and not to put down, because I mean, Holly is absolutely gorgeous, but I was kind of like, you know, yes, I understand that it's a big moment in the show, but I'm like, you've had so much big moments going on before yeah. this that I always thought that that was a little bit awkward. I mean, I assume the same thing happens with you as well. I mean, does that make you uncomfortable?
No, it actually makes me more uncomfortable when they don't applaud.
No, which has never happened.
That's not true, because like even in absence, like Peep Show is a little different because it's so loud that you can't really, sometimes you can't really hear what's happening, because I have Chazo in this ear and Josh in this ear and the music's crazy and I'm focusing on not tripping over a boa. But so I can't really hear them applauding. But in absinthe, for example, when I take off my top, it's very intimate theater. And when it's like silent, I'm like, great. And then, then what happens is like the high wire boys will take their shirts off later on in the show and the crowd goes wild. And I'm like, what the heck? I get so mad. I'm like, it's not fair. Like, I feel like they think maybe it's inappropriate that I'm like that they scream and hoot and holler for me when I'm, but I'm like, no, dude, like,
yeah, let me know I'm doing this here.
Exactly.
I haven't been in that audience, but I don't doubt what you're saying. I know one thing about your act that you do in absinthe that we've written about is it's the most expensive act in
right.
the show.
Yeah.
$20 per balloon.
That's right.
So that makes you the most expensive yep. performer in the
yeah, and sometimes you go through like 6 balloons a night if they pop or if something happens, or definitely 2 a night because we have 2 shows a night. But, you know, I've had like 3 prematurely pop before the show and then have to go on and then go on again. So, mm-hmm. I mean,
wow.
that's like $100 a night if that happens.
Yeah. Right.
yeah. Now, you mentioned, we talked about Josh. Is there, because of obviously Holly and Josh are so close. I mean, is everything fine on stage with you guys and backstage?
Is he on stage now? Is Josh back?
Yeah, he's back.
Is he performing now?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we're fine on stage. We don't really see each other because I'm in my own dressing room and he's in with the boys, so I don't really go in there that much. We don't really see each other backstage because we cross paths at different times, but we're fine. Everything's civil.
Oh,
and
good. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't have any animosity like at all.
No, I would, because you are, we have touched upon your adorable son, Roman.
Thank you.
It difficult being a single mom in Vegas and working the nights? And
I feel like it's gotten a lot harder lately, too. Yeah, it's very difficult because, you know, I don't get home until, you know, by the time I pick him up from a babysitter's house, it's, you know, 1:30 by the time I get home and then get him to bed. And I'm still a little bit awake from, you know, my adrenaline going on stage. So I'm up for a good another hour and a half, 2 hours. And then he wakes up around, you know, 7 or 8 every morning and I have to get him ready for school and take him to school. And then I have the daytime to, you know, kind of get stuff done around the house or run errands, do laundry. Like, you know, it's just crazy. It's mm-hmm. very trying and very difficult. And there's days where I'm just so drained, but it's so worth it when I get to see his face at
what
the end of the day.
What if Roman wants to enter into an entertainment career?
Oh, I would love it.
Would you like that?
Absolutely.
Would you be one of those moms who's really, really behind him?
Like, absolutely. Really, I mean, I wouldn't be crazy. Well, maybe I'd be a little crazy.
You might be a little crazy.
Yeah, I might be a little crazy.
About time he started earning his keep. He's 3 already.
He's
Seriously.
Already telling me he can't say shut up. I gotta put that into some creative content.
So funny. Yeah, no, I would love it. Whatever he wants to do, I'm all about it. He's really into superheroes right now, so. 5 minutes.
And how is it with you? And professionally, it's one thing, but personally, being a single mother in Las Vegas, are you able to have a dating life and pursue, you know,
yeah,
that world like Holly has also done, among many others?
Right.
How does that work for you?
You know, it's a package deal. Roman comes along with me, so, you know, if you're interested in me, then, you know, he's coming along with us, whether mm-hmm. you like it or not. So it's something that if I had started to date somebody, they would have to know going in. I mean, I'm seeing somebody right now and the guy I'm seeing is absolutely loves Roman. Like mm-hmm. they love each other. It's awesome. So it's
I think
not
you
really
told me about this. Is this Los Angeles?
No, that's We've been done for over a year now. Yeah, it's okay.
I don't ask you nearly enough personal questions.
I know. Come on.
Well, no, you do, but you do live a very. I have lived a very public life.
Yeah,
especially during Holly's World. I mean, you got your implants on TV.
Yeah, well, I forgot about that. Yep, sure did.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, things like that. Like, there's so much that you have talked about.
Or as
and
I
discussed.
Call it, Holly's World's apex.
So, I mean, is it difficult that, you know, I think that a lot of people think that they may know you?
Yeah, it's a little weird sometimes when people are like, how's your son doing? And I'm like, whoa, I don't even know your name. It's so weird, but I love it. I love that people feel like they connect with me somehow. And, you know, there's so many single moms on Twitter that follow me or on Instagram that are like, you know, you're such an inspiration for me. I'm doing it by myself as well. So thank you. And that makes everything that's hard just completely voided.
Like, would you go through another reality show?
Yeah.
Process?
Yeah, definitely. I would be very picky on what I do now that Roman's older now. And since I'm very involved with Absinthe and, you know, my career. So I'd be very picky on what it was that I would do. But yeah, I would definitely consider it.
Because I felt on Holly's World that you were one of the appealing cast
Thanks.
Members. I think the show helped you immensely.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like that.
I loved the Playboy shoot where you threw the drink on, what's her name?
On Jade.
Yeah.
Jade. Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was great.
Yeah, she was not nice at all.
So that was all real. I mean, you really
like
despise each other.
Yeah, I legitimately don't like her. Yeah, I legitimately don't like her.
It's so funny because you have this angelic face and this angelic voice, and then all of a sudden it was like this attitude came out and the drink went flying.
The Italian in me just came out. I was like, whoa.
Italian.
The Italian in me
was crazy.
Like, you've awakened the beast.
I loved it though. It was a great, I mean, it's one of those moments of Holly's World that I remember so clearly.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
The seasons. But now, so now let's say, I know Kat's kind of touched on this earlier, but let's say Absinthe closed tomorrow. Which, you know, knock on wood, that's never going to happen. It's going to be around forever.
Yes,
but and the
tomorrow.
Same and the same with Peep Show. Let's just say that there are those shows are no longer here. What is your dream to do? What would it be that you would want to accomplish? And what would be your next job?
I would just keep auditioning for different shows, whether I'm, you know, I love to be on stage. So whether I'm just dancing or doing something else, like whether I audition for, you know, a play in a different state, I would do it. Like, I just want to be on stage and I want to perform and make people happy. And it
so
really
like you don't have
I
any
doing.
Like you want to go to Hollywood and become an actress or something.
I mean, I would love to do that, and I'm actually working. I want to write a book. I would like to write a book.
Wow.
What would the book be about?
About, you know, being a kid and having a kid, and you know, the crazy relationship.
Now, how
I had.
Old were you when you had?
I just Roman. Turned 20.
Wow, that's young.
Yeah. So, and I like literally like 2 weeks before I had him, I turned 20. Mm. And I mean, that's not as young as a lot of people have kids, but it's still really young. And I was very naive and sheltered, and I had a lot to learn. I still have a lot to learn. So, you know, just about not giving up and all that kind of stuff. And I was in a crazy abusive relationship with Roman's dad. And so, I mean, I would love to touch on that because a lot of girls are in the situation and they don't know how to get out. And
yeah,
it's really sad.
What did you do to get out?
I just left.
That's it.
Yeah, it just comes to a breaking
Physically
point.
Physically abusive?
Yeah. Like, and then he decided he wanted to put hands on me while I had Roman in my hands. And, you know, as a mom, it's just like,
that was it.
Everything changes. Like, and Roman was not only maybe a month old.
That's it. That's just,
and I was just like, bye.
Well,
I never looked back.
I met you. Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good for you. No, you should write a book because I do believe that, you know, you definitely have an audience. And
thanks.
I'd read that book.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah. So let's get writing it.
Yes, I am going to. I've been journaling and kind of like, you know, every thought I have, I'm like, oh, this would be good in the book. Mm-hmm. Or if I have a bad day, I'm like, this is what makes me strong, like blah, blah, blah. Like, just trying to take notes and, you know, have somebody who knows what they're doing help me because I don't know where to start.
Well, you may have someone right across from you who would be interested in
it. I can tell you that in that process, the starting is the hard part.
Yeah, definitely.
Once you start, someone like you... You will have a tough time stopping, but it's hard to get into it.
And I have a feeling that it's going to be a hard time stopping Angel in general. You know, like, I mean, because you just, I mean, all the things that you're doing, and you really have become such a great burst of energy here on the Las Vegas entertainment scene. And so thank you
so
for coming
much.
In. And
yeah.
We can see you. What nights in Peep Show? What are the days that you're dark?
I am dark only on Wednesdays. So you can see me every night at 9:30 and Saturdays at 8 and 10:30. And also from now until November 3rd, 30th, if you bring two canned goods to the box office and say that you're donating them for Three Square, you can receive 2-for-1 tickets.
Oh, right. Wonderful.
Oh, that's very
great.
Cool. And Three Square is one of the great foundations and organizations we have in the city. They do a lot of good. So good on you for being a partner with them. Thank you very much, Angel.
Thank
we'll do this again.
Thank you for having me. I love you guys.
And next time, we'll all be on time.
Yes.
No, please.